Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go out to the hotline. Let's actually go down to Arlington with our guy, Grant Paulson. I say our guy because he's stuck with me every Saturday, Dusty, on BetQL. I host with him, so he's got to deal with me on the weekend.
Got strong ears.
I know it. He's a host over on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. He's in Arlington for MLB Network Radio. Grant, what's going on, man? You got to enjoy the best anthem we've heard in a long time.
Gold, what's up, brother? I was listening to it live, and I was actually... It was weird. I was still walking to my seat after all my obligations. I kind of stopped in the concourse and came over to, like, you know, watch the anthem and kind of cool vibes with the big flag and everything and just have a moment there. And I was by myself. No one was around me. And so I'm going, this sounds terrible, right? Like, I'm just asking myself in my head. I'm like, I'm not a music guy. I always used to watch American Idol and like Randy Jackson would be like, it's a note for me, dog. You're off key. And then, like, I'm like, oh, that was off key. Okay, good to know. But like, as I don't know anything, and I knew that that sounded horrendous. And so the first thing I did, there were a couple moments, right, where, like, the whole crowd's reacting weirdly. I'm like, okay, I think I'm not alone here. So I get to my seat, and before I even sit down, I'm, like, walking. You know, people have to stand up so you can, like, walk through the row. And, like, the first person I see, I'm like, was that anthem bad? And they're like, oh, my God. And, like, it was the whole talk of the entire crowd, so... Yeah, all-timer, I'll be able to say I was there for it. I believe, I don't want to Joan too hard, she's been nominated for like 4 Grammys, so maybe it was like a feedback thing in her ear. I have no idea, but it was a show.
Yeah, you would think if it was feedback, why not just get on that quickly and put out a statement or something immediately, and she hasn't said anything. Someone told us earlier, I guess a listener, that she's disabled comments on social media, so I don't know why you wouldn't just put out a statement, even make something up, you know, instead of letting everybody just talk crap on you for the last 12 hours or so, which is what's been going on.
I don't think it was the best career move she's made in a while, I will say.
Yeah, I don't ever say that I could do something better than someone, but I guarantee you, you give me a couple Miller Lights and I could definitely dram that that national anthem a little better. What do you give the overall score of last night's home run derby, by the way?
So there were good moments, for sure. I've been to, I think, every derby for maybe like 9 years now, something like that. I did not like the changes they made to the format. I mean, there were fewer home runs. The whole point is the home runs. And a couple of the guys, frankly, that you anticipated putting on a good show just didn't, including Pete Alonso, who laid an egg. He's
Love
obviously
that.
Won the event twice and had a chance to win for a third time to tie Ken Griffey Jr. And while I was cool with Pete Alonso not moving on and I was kind of rooting against him, you know, you wanted him to at least bring the crowd to its feet or get on one of those runs where he hit 7, 8, 9 in a row. That didn't happen. Specific to you guys, I thought Bobby Witt was one of the highlights of the night, and really the final round was incredible. That was the memorable moment where he's charging back and he's within one and everyone's on their feet and they were chanting Bobby in his home state of Texas. I mean, that was really cool. The crowd was super into it. Overall, I would say because of some of the changes maybe, it was – I don't want to say it wasn't good. It was great. It's the Home Run Derby, but it was one of the less – like memorable I've probably been to. But I'll ask you guys this. I don't know how it played on TV. In-house, where I was sitting, I was near speakers, but because it's indoors, they were pumping music so loud that I think rather than just the natural ability of the crowd to kind of carry the volume in the stadium, it was manufactured and pumped in. And I thought that took away a lot from, like, I'm not trying to scream over super loud music blared from speakers. I don't know if it sounded like it was electric, but I just thought the energy in the ballpark was down for some reason.
I think that's fair. I mean, we could hear the music through the television broadcast. There wasn't a ton of moments where you felt like the crowd just went nuts, except for the very last moment, obviously, where Bobby Witt Jr.'s home run came up, you know, a couple feet short from forcing maybe a swing off or whatever with Teoscar Hernandez. But yeah, I think if Bobby Witt Jr. wasn't in that moment, I don't know if I would be sitting here telling you that it was this amazing home run derby. Locally, we all enjoyed the hell out of it, of course, with the show that Bobby put on. Now, we're talking to Grant Paulson of 106.7 The Fan in D.C. He also does work for MLB Network Radio. I wanted to talk to you about Hunter Harvey a little bit because we know the Royals needed bullpen help desperately. I still think they need to go get another bullpen arm. Hunter Harvey was not a name on maybe media or fan radar here locally. Who are the Royals getting in Hunter Harvey? Because a lot of people just look at the ERA and say, hey, what are they doing here?
So first of all, he's way better than his ERA. I mean, that goes without saying. The stuff is actually really, really good. Fastball is occasionally up to 100 if he has a Red Bull before an outing. He's mostly, you know, 97, 98, going to touch 99 in most of his appearances. So it's pretty plus stuff. Like, he's got a filthy slide piece as well that gets swings and misses. I mean, you can see by the numbers, he's got 50 strikeouts in 45 innings and a whip barely over one. But the guy, you know, has, like, back of the bullpen swing and miss abilities. He's been beat way too often lately on a splitter that he's been throwing more often, and the numbers for the year on the split are pretty good. But my big frustration with him recently, and just so people know, he was kind of on what was a tired-armed, fatigue-driven regression in the last couple of weeks. He got overworked. He was on pace at one point like 2 weeks ago to pitch in almost 80 games, and they've really backed off of him, only used him a few times here recently. He went from like July 5th to the 12th, pitching three appearances over a span of a week, which is normally, you know, about probably, you know, one or two fewer than what he had. And they did that a couple weeks in a row. But his fastball so routinely is good that he gets swings and misses off of it, and guys just can't catch up or don't barrel it. And for him to constantly go to the splitter and get beat, which has happened in some of the games recently where the ERA has been inflated, has been really maddening. So if I'm the Royals, I sit down with him and I say, listen, man, let's read swings. Like when the ball's being fouled off to certain parts of the ballpark, when guys are behind that fastball, there's no reason to go to your secondaries. But he's a former first-round pick. He was a 22nd selection in 2013. And he's got a chance to be a closer, in my opinion, on a team that needs a ninth-inning arm. For whatever reason here in Washington, he was always excellent in the eighth inning as a setup man. And then when he pitched in the ninth and the tenth, the numbers weren't nearly as good. But the sample size is small, and I don't think that means he can't do it. I'm frankly really surprised the Royals gave up as much as they did for him, if you want to get into that. I thought that it was an unbelievable return, and it was way more than I expected. But he's controllable into next year, and I think for a team that needs bullpen help, he's definitely going to provide that.
I want to bring up a question that Alex brought up earlier to Royals GM J.J. Piccolo. The Seth Lugo innings from the year before, 140-ish, he's going to pass that in the next couple of starts. Is there any concern with you? Like, can Seth Lugo hold up? Or, like, what do you think the strategy is moving forward with him in the rotation getting to a level that maybe he's never been to before?
Yeah, this is something Alex and I even talked about recently on BetQL when we were kind of breaking down the Central. I definitely have that concern with him. And just generally in that rotation, right? I mean, there are other guys that are going to be, if you pitch into the postseason, blowing past not only career highs, but you know, a number of innings that maybe makes you a little curious into next season as well. But Lugo being 34, I think you worry a little less about it because it's not like this is some young arm, Cole Reagans, let's say, who's ascending, who you need to protect and make sure you get a lot of runway out of on the other side. I mean, Lugo, you kind of let the chips fall where they may at 34 years old. But, yeah, I worry about this. I think prior to his 100 innings or so last year, you know, 65 or so was the max as a reliever. So you're talking about a pretty massive leap for a guy who leads the major leagues right now with 20 starts and already almost 130 innings. Got to see him and catch up with him for a moment yesterday on the field. I mean, what a cool story it is for him to be here as part of this first half for the Royals that I think for a lot of people nationally was unexpected. But if you're asking me, do I think he'll pitch to a 2.48 ERA from now until the end of the year, I guess I would bet against that because I think it just gets harder and harder as those innings pile up on a guy who's never done it.
Lastly, we got Grant Paulson from 106.7 The Fan in D.C. joining us. He also was part of MLB Network Radio's draft coverage. And so here locally, Royals fans are excited about Jack Caglione, mainly because maybe the timeline, if he makes it to the big leagues, is not that long versus waiting 4 or 5 years. We know the power is there. What did you make of the pick there at 6? And I know you were locked into the draft for weeks and weeks and weeks looking into what potentially the prospects could be for these top 5, top 10 picks.
Yeah, Cags was the best two-way player in America and was the D1 leader in home runs in 2023 with 33. Then he followed that up with 35 this past season, 68 over 2 years, which nobody had done. You know, as a pitcher, there was a time where he touched 100. Some of the velocity fell this year, and he became more of like a third-round arm as a pitcher and a first-round bat. And frankly, I wouldn't even let him pitch. I think any minute spent not having him hit home runs is a waste of time because the power is that special. It's 70 easy. I mean, you might even be able to convince me on a 20-80 scouting scale, it's 80 kind of top of the scouting grid power. The questions with him, like he's got the 80 arm. It's special. He's got 80 power if you see him, you know, through that lens. He's the most famous player in this class. He was a superstar in college at Florida. I think he's way more athletic than people think. Because he's a 40 runner, like a sub-below average runner, no one thinks he's athletic. But to be able to do what he did on the mound and, you know, and as a hitter tells you about the athleticism. He's also got a field to hit, like 30-game hit streak does not happen in college at the D1 level in a power conference very often. So the idea that, you know, it's just swing and miss or anything, he doesn't swing and miss that often. And he puts the barrel on the ball for a guy with huge power. These are all really encouraging things. My areas there where I am a little nervous about him, his chase rate is pretty expansive. Now, it dropped from 41% to 37%. The college average was 23% expanding the zone. So to be at 37 is still pretty astronomical. Having said that, I will go back to the fact that he does put the bat on the ball. Even when he chases, he doesn't swing and miss. He just makes bad contact. You see, like, he only hit 3 doubles as an example. So it was kind of home run or weaker contact chasing. But it's all exit velocity, monstrous numbers. He hits screamers everywhere. One other stat I found that was interesting, he didn't hit a single home run this year off 95+. Which I found a little bit odd, not worrisome, but just curious for a guy who hit almost 70 home runs the last 2 years. But I'm a big, big fan. He went a little later than I thought he would. And the pop is real, man. You draft a bat like this and you kind of set it and forget it. And you hope you can put him in the middle of your order to hit tanks.
As much as I like the Jack Tawny nickname, I'm kind of with you. I don't think by the time he gets to the big leagues, he'll be pitching. But it would be something to see, I think, if that actually were to happen. Grant, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy, I would say, some Texas barbecue, but, you know, you need to get some KC barbecue first.
Yeah, KC barbecue is the one seed, but don't think for a second, Gold, I haven't already enjoyed a couple of ribs while I'm out here.
I figured. Brisket, some Texas brisket's pretty good stuff. I can't argue with that. Thanks, Grant. Safe travels back to D.C.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.